This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
That's Marcus Morris after the game yesterday, as he was thrown out. He was ejected from Mr. Treehorn's garden party after the Cavs won. Well, it wasn't after the Cavs won. It was early in the Cavs' victory over the Charlotte Hornets after he threw an elbow. Who the hell did he get? Nick Richards? Nick Richards. Thank you very much.
But it seemed like, and we had some callers say this, but the team took off after that. They went on a nice run right before the end of the first half, and the rest, as they say, is history, Kenny.
Is that what inspired them? Oh, we are out to George Niang right now. I'm getting mentions that he's struggling to get to his phone. So we will find out. Hopefully we don't get stiffed. We're working out.
Hopefully we don't get elbowed in the face.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
What if he ain't picking up because he's mad at what I said about the?
I hope so.
He wouldn't. Come on.
It's new leadership in town.
He's
Kenny.
A nice guy.
We found our Flacco.
He hit 5 threes last night.
George Niang?
Yep.
Yeah.
He hit 2 in a row right after Morris got ejected.
I mean, he had to show up to the one in an Amazon uniform. I hope that he would be ready and raring to go for this one after he hit 5 threes last night. For the love of God.
Yeah, he's up to 37%, which is getting closer to his career average, is 39%. So, you know, maybe this is the start of him
starting to come around to
exactly what Kobe Altman and the Cavs org when they signed him. And they wanted his veteran presence. That was a big part of it. And George Niang, the one thing I really liked about this signing, feisty. He can be feisty on the floor. And he was mic'd up for a recent game. And it was sensational. I think he's the type of guy you want as the rules are changing in the NBA this year. They're allowing more physicality. That is right up Mr. Niang's alley.
Well, the ones who were saying that this was an inspiration to everybody, I mean, are we looking for too much here? For the Cavs, like in terms of toughness, has been a big thing. I'm going, man, he's on a 10-day contract. Like, I've never been able to say Marcus Morris isn't a tough guy. He's always been tough, but I've always respected him as a basketball player. Like, he's a good basketball player. I know he's tough as well. So I there's a lot of things that I just respect with him, but I'm going, man, a guy on a 10-day contract has to inspire you to be tough. I don't know if that's going to be a great thing for everybody involved.
Yeah, when you're relying on it from the outside for a guy to join your team in the last stretch of the season.
Right, it's admitting,
and you could tell JB is thrilled to have him, and I'm sure JB absolutely enjoyed, he can't say it publicly, but I'm sure he enjoyed the fact that somebody is willing to dish it out a little bit. You just wish it was part of the fabric of who you are, not somebody that has to parachute in.
It's nice that a guy comes in and I don't have to sit there and talk about injuries. And I heard JB in the pregame yesterday, dropped a couple of bombs there for everybody in the pregame, talking about how difficult it's been and things like that. And hey, I get that, but it seems just like it's a lot of excuse being made instead of actual things that you want to hear. And so I told Andy this during a break. Andy Roth came walking in here. He says, say it on the air. I go, all right, fine, I will. If we're relying on 10-day contract guys for the toughness of our basketball team, it may very well be a long offseason. and a short playoff run for our Cleveland Cavaliers again. And if that's the case, then everything's on deck for everybody involved. And I don't want that to happen. But I like Marcus Morris, and maybe they can keep him for a long enough time or keep him for the rest of the year. But if he only ends up being a 10-day guy and we're trying to instill some sort of toughness on this team because we have the memory of what happened against the Knicks last year, then we might still be in a lot of trouble, guys. Because Jared Allen is doing as much as he can, but Jared Allen can't do it alone. And I do. I would feel different if it were Evan Mobley who threw the elbow last night. I go, damn it, now we got some chutzpah on us. Now we got some toughness here. But if we're relying on 10-day contract guys and, well, we're going to put the dog chain on them and all the other things, that's fun, but are we getting desperate to look for that toughness that we're going to need? 216-474-0092. I'm going to get back to the dome here in a second. Let me get to Frank on the road. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you feeling, man?
We're doing okay, Frank. Go ahead.
I wouldn't equate that to, you know what I'm saying, like a toughness shot. I just feel like it was just a little quick spark as a, you know, just somebody being a former athlete. And if it was something more so characteristic out of anybody else on the team, I just equate it to like if JB was to get ejected, you know, just a quick little spark because they came off flat. Like you said, it was a 17-win team. It just looked flat, man. So it was just a quick little insert just to spark the guy that you see. It worked.
Yeah, that might be part of it. But again, I don't want to turn this thing into – I mean, that seems to be kind of cheap heat. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm sitting there saying, man, if Evan Mobley were playing and Evan Mobley were to do something like that, like he's supposed to be the future of the franchise here or part of the future
of the franchise. I understand that totally. I don't feel where you're coming from. If it was Evan, I would be smiling ear to ear. But it's just something we just came out flat, man. It was just like a quick little, come on, man, pick it up. That's all it was. How I look at it.
Frank, thank you very much for the call. I mean, I hope it's taken that way. I just don't want to turn this into, like, when we have callers calling in and comparing him to Joe Flacco and sounding dead serious when they do it, we're getting a little bit desperate here looking for places, looking for things.
Which I just think until you see Donovan Mitchell again, I think that's a big part of it. So maybe some of it is unfair. I know some people were very annoyed. I had some huge takeaways after the Miami game. It wasn't about the Miami game, though. Obviously, so much of this is going to rest on the health of Donovan Mitchell, and we are getting such vague news in the way of his situation, Max Strus's situation, and you need all hands on deck right now. You really do. And you've seen the way they've played since the All-Star break. It is nowhere near the type of basketball, even though they had some big wins in that time, it's nowhere near the type of basketball that is going to have people really confident about this team truly making the playoff run that we were all hoping for at the start of the year.
Real quick, I mean, we got 10 games left. So when you're not hearing a whole lot about Donovan Mitchell, what exactly is your first thought of what to do?
Yeah, well,
with his knee.
To be clear, the news yesterday that came out was that Bickerstaff believes they will return before the playoffs.
All these guys?
Yeah.
Evan included?
Yeah, well, Mobley was back.
I mean, in terms of full-on minutes, yeah. I mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he's still right. He's still on the minutes restriction. But Donovan Mitchell and Max Strus, I mean, I've talked about Max Strus and the things that I was worried about, they desperately need him. They desperately need Max Strus come playoff time. I think anybody could recognize that they are missing – you know, some of that, and JB is catching heat for some of these lineups that he's been putting together, but you could tell. I mean, there is some experimenting going on because he doesn't know what he can rely on, and he better be ready to pull the plug on any potential lineup if it's not working in the playoffs, because before you know it, you could, if you had home court advantage, you could lose it in one game. We saw that last year against the Knicks. That stuff can spiral in a hurry, and once you lose confidence in a series, that could be curtains.
I have to admit this on the other side. I mean, if you were to try to keep Marcus Morris around and you have him and Tristan Thompson there for the long haul, now Tristan Thompson is only going to give you a handful of minutes a night. But if you have them, I mean, is that enough to serve justice? I think that's probably enough to serve justice there because Marcus Morris, like Tristan Thompson's great with rebounding, great with toughness there. But Marcus Morris, again, he can hit a three. He can hit open shots. John in Walton Hills, you're next up in the fan.
Gentlemen, good morning. Big fan.
Thank you.
Ken, you keep bringing up, you know, the fact that he's on 10-day contract. I feel like that could play very heavily into what they're trying to do there, and here's why. Okay, I can't really equate it to what you guys do for a living because I'm not there.
That's fine.
But you got some temp coming in. You know he's there temporarily. Let's say he's there for a 10-day trial period, okay? And he's there doing stuff in the studio that the studio's desperately lacking, okay? How does that make you guys feel? The guys who are there every day.
This actually happened years ago. We had this guy. We had this guy, the Torg, come in here. It was a wild month and a half. Wild.
You should have seen.
If you got some young buck in there showing you guys up, you guys are going to, you know, it's going to make you guys feel some kind of way. You're going to pull up your heavily gusseted pants, and you're going to get right?
They're double gusseted. I don't got three gussets.
It's a double.
They're double gusseted.
See what I'm saying, though, right?
But wait a minute. You think it's going to make them jealous of Marcus Morris?
No, I feel like if, you know, I'm very angry Evan Mobley. If he sees something like that, he's going to be like, you know what? Maybe I should get fired up.
Stella.
Because a lot of people, when Torg was here, a lot of people were jealous of him. That was the difference, John. Like, when you're bringing up the temps, like, people just got jealous of the temp.
Well, how'd you guys do in the playoffs that year?
How did we do in the playoffs that year? John, thank you very much for the call. I think they did pretty well. I remember somebody in the room was not very thrilled.
Woo-ha.
But me.
Woo-ha.
Well, here's Evan Mobley on the effort last night against the Hornets.
There we go. Feel good out there. Been in and out this whole season, so feels good to just be out there playing with my teammates and going out there and doing what I love to do. Had a bounce back game, and feel like everyone felt good after this one.
Mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It was good just to have him back.
Show me the money.
Let's not hammer him just yet. It was nice to have him back. And he played pretty well. Even though he's on a restriction still. 216-474-0092. Go get another line in. I know you got one.
Well, how many more do you want? I mean, I get to
keep it going.
An emotional
keep it going.
I had a Soylent Green one.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Here, I'll help you out. It's my money and I want it now. Come on.
Houston. Have a problem.
See, you can't do that because then you gave me Soylent Green. You got to tell people a Soylent Green quote.
Hey, I think maybe this is going to wear off on Evan Mobley and he'll become that fiery guy we all need him to be.
Yeah, that's what you say. All right, what'd you want to say about the dome? I don't know if we're going to get George Niang.
He'll get to it. Come on.
I sure as hell hope so, but go ahead. What are we going to say about the dome?
He's a Taekwondo practice.
He's getting a workout early in the morning. He's starting to get ready for Iowa State, Illinois coming up on Thursday night. Big, big tournament game.
If he don't get back to us, I'm rooting for the Fighting Illini.
No,
I'm gonna let you know that right now. So it's out to George Niang.
Burn half your wardrobe.
You don't get back to us, I'm gonna come back to you about that. There you go.
So the news came out yesterday from the owners' meetings. Jimmy Haslam basically put it all out there on the table. It's one of two things. We are well past the point of, hey, should we buy land over there? Should we put the stadium here? Should we try this downtown? No, you're down to two options. He basically is telling you we are down to two options. Those two options are renovating Brown Stadium on the lakefront, about $1 billion, which means most likely the city is going to have to provide half because that was part of the original report.
Yeah.
You know, that came out months ago.
Yes.
And the other one is a dome out in Brook Park next to the airport. So that's where we're at right now, one of those two options. We don't know how much he would contribute towards the dome. I've seen some people estimate that he might be willing to pay for 3/4 of that and then get the state and the county and the city on the hook there for the rest. Maybe TIF, those incremental tax to lessen the burden, financing methods.
Well, get the idea of the Burke out of your head. So no more Burke. There's only two things there. Thank you very much.
We're down
for
to
that,
two, and nothing.
Way, well
and
done.
No other downtown facility.
No other downtown facility. There's reasons why I would be a little bit nervous about nothing left downtown, but I can't stand in the way of progress there for a bunch. It's not even the historical reasons. It's that I'm sorry. I got a natural distrust of government in a lot of ways. And so when I hear about not having a stadium down there, it's like, all right, that was still guaranteed days that people were going to be down. So what are we going to do now in terms of that? Well, I can't just sit around and wait for that. If I can get the new $2 billion thing and we're still going to be forced to invest in it no matter what, then fine, I'd rather have the $2 billion dome. put a bunch of infrastructure around there when it comes to bars, restaurants, shopping, retail, whatever else you want to do down there. Hotels, I'm sure, would be a part of it on 176 acres. I'm not sure how much space you have, but on 176 acres, I'm sure you have a little bit of space there. Or there'll probably be new mixed use around that area that's not maybe not even owned by the Haslam Sports Group.
Oh,
so there's plenty of things
will.
That you can
do. You're going to have a Cleveland Browns Village experience. So they'll own it all. They'll profit off all of it.
And seeing as we're... apparently, we are very good with the NFL, which is a good thing that I think a lot of fans would want to hear. I don't know how much it means to the bottom line of wins and losses, which is what fans are really interested in. But I've always said there's a difference between some owners and other owners when they come into the league. And there's a difference between, even though there's supposed to be 32 equal owners, there's always a difference between them. I've said there's a difference between the Rooneys and the Maras and Jerry Jones and the Tishes, for that matter, and Jerry Jones than I think a lot of other people. Well, there's definitely rings to it. Well, it seems that they work very well with the NFL. So if that's one of the things that they can do, and I can guarantee events, I can guarantee obviously a Super Bowl and then go down that ladder, how am I supposed to say no to something like that? It's fish in a barrel, right? It's fish in a barrel. 216-474-0092. You have a choice of one investment. It's a $1 billion renovation project up along the lakefront. It's a $2 billion dome in Brook Park. Honestly, it's come to the point, can you make me an argument for the renovation? Mitch, please, also, where he's going to improve the show at 9:40. I don't know if there's any help.
And it looks like the NFL's hybrid kickoff model has passed. More on that in a day.
All right, we'll talk about that soon. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. So can you give us all the information on this new kickoff rule?
I'm going through it now since we didn't have a very good understanding of it yesterday. It was yesterday.
I don't have a real grip on just about anything.
So as long as it's exactly this one that was passed, you have the landing zone from the 20-yard line to the end zone.
Okay.
The ball must be kicked past that 20-yard line. It has to be. There are no fair catches. It
has to be in the landing
anymore
zone.
Anymore in the landing zone. Yeah. Yes. No fair catches. If a kickoff is caught on the fly in the landing zone, there will definitely be a return because fair catches are prohibited under the new proposal. There are three types of touchbacks.
There can't be a fair catch?
Why? But what does that mean? In the end zone, there can't be a fair catch? Are they saying in the landing zone only? The way it's written, I don't understand.
In the landing zone only.
Okay. Touchback at the 40-yard line. At the kickoff, does it make it past the return team's 20-yard line? The ball is considered out of bounds. Return team will get possession at the 40 like it would for any other out-of-bounds kick. Touchback at the 30-yard line. If the ball is kicked into the end zone on the fly, receiving team gets a back at its own 30. Touchback also applies if the ball is kicked out of the back of the end zone. When the rule was originally proposed, this touchback was supposed to be at the 35. So it's going to be at the 30 if it's kicked into the end zone. So you cannot have a 109-yard touchdown return. Is that what I'm being led to believe here? You cannot field the ball in the end zone and bring
it out?
Well,
it didn't say it was an automatic touchback, did it?
It says if the ball is kicked into the end zone on the fly, correct, the receiving team gets a touchback at its own 30.
That means it's just a
touchback.
That
sounds automatic.
Yeah.
Okay. If the ball, this is the one people are going to be paying attention to, touchback at the 20. If a ball hits the ground in the landing zone, rolls, trickles into the end zone, and does not get returned, then the touchback will only be to the 20.
There's your 109-yard kickoff return.
There you
but
go.
But you've got to have so many elements go your way. It's got to bounce between the 20-yard line and the goal line.
Yes.
Stop on the edge of the end zone.
Yeah, can't keep going.
Picked up, turned around, and returned.
And return.
Because they're trying to keep you, if it lands in the landing zone,
yep,
they're trying to keep you from getting it to the 30 automatically.
I think this is
they're
fun.
They're trying to force a return
it
that
can
way.
Be. I want to make sure it works out that way.
They're also kicking off from way closer, right?
No, they're kicking off from the 35. Their own 35.
Except after safeties.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry.
Well, I only said that because it's
well, that's true.
It's
In the standard kickoff, they have the ball spotted back here at the 35. So you're kicking off from the 35.
But the difference this time is the kicker will be by themselves.
And yes. The defense is all the way up, right? The kicking team is all the way up.
Yeah. Yeah. They're up at the opponent's
and
40.
And nobody can move until you're frozen in time until the ball gets to the landing zone.
Boy, this is going to be something. This
so the kicker is 25 yards behind the rest of the team.
But this is so this.
Boy, that's going to be weird at first.
This sounds real confusing. I think we'll all understand this by the end of the first preseason game.
I don't think it's going
to
be weird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the fans of the stands, because we've seen this. Isn't this the XFL thing?
It was last year's XFL thing, I think.
Boy, look at The Rock just making changes all over the place. Yeah, but gamblers. Were you able to gamble on those games?
Yeah, I think you can gamble on anything now.
Yeah, so I think it's just going to be weird for kick returners. Like, nobody's moving, and everybody, like, it looks like, this looks like something they would do back in the day if you tried kickoffs in, like, youth football. But at the same time, I think it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun than just kickoffs going into the end zone and that's it. It's just a ceremonial thing.
So I am seeing, I know Adam Schefter posted what the new NFL kickoff will look like, and it's an XFL game. It does look dramatically safer. So I know it seems counterintuitive.
Well, less
how are you trying to instigate more returns, but it's going to be safer? We know how unsafe returns are. Not the way this looks with everybody frozen in time.
Well, the kicking team has an incentive to put it in the landing zone and not the end zone now. Mm-hmm. Because now it goes all the way out to the 30.
Yeah.
If you get it in that landing zone and it's somehow they don't catch it.
Then it's the
20.
It's the 20.
So you're trying to get it in that landing zone.
So as a kicker, you're trying to get the ball in play and get them to return it, so because no one can move. So it's like if somebody who's very
unless
fast,
unless it's
they
just
can't
a
hit
guy
him.
That like if Cordero Patterson's returning, then maybe you just boot it through the end zone.
Yeah, maybe.
And of course,
maybe that's the case. Yeah.
And of course, they're incentivizing that you will return it. You will always try to return the ball. Is there a situation after everything we've just explained? Because my head's scrambling trying to think of all the permutations. Is there any incentive to not return a ball out?
The clock doesn't start, right? So you still get the, if there's 13 seconds left in the game. I mean, so go back to that Chiefs-Bills playoff game from a few years ago where the Chiefs drive down and tie the game up and we go to overtime and they win, right? They only had it was either 13 or 17 seconds. I don't remember offhand, but you're trying to conserve every second for Mahomes.
13.
To work, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're taking a return there no matter what because you don't want to shave any seconds off from that. But that's a rare occasion.
So if you have fast enough people on your, I mean, if you have a good enough special teams unit, you're starting at the 40. Can kickers accurately get the ball at the 5 where you catch the ball at the 5? If it lands in the landing zone and goes into the end zone, does that go against the kicking team or the return team?
If it lands in the landing zone
and then goes
and trickles
into the, zone,
into the end zone,
that's
the 20-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that's a benefit for the kicking team.
I just want to make sure of that because I didn't want to
shoot
my mouth.
So that's why you're going to want to get your hands on that ball.
That's why they brought Cade York in.
Is it reasonable to ask a kicker in this setup, hey, can you get the ball in between the 5? The 5 and the goal line. Because then if you're receiving the ball at like the 4-yard line
right,
all the time, you have him at the 40, Can they stop him at the 20, 25-yard line? Is that something that could save you 10 yards? Guys, this is very in the weeds, but this is what they're thinking here. I mean, if you're playing defense, if you're playing on kickoff here, that means you're trying to make a stop.
You call it in the weeds.
Well, fine.
I call it something totally different.
You go right on ahead and do it. You want to. You go right on ahead.
Nitty gritty football.
It's time for nitty gritty football.
Jamison Crowder wheel route down the right sideline. Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
See, Keith is texting us. He says you're still allowed to return the ball if it's kicked in the end zone. I don't have these words in front of me. I'm just looking at this one.
I am reading CBS Sports. Admittedly, this is how it's worded. Touchback at the 30-yard line. If the ball is kicked into the end zone on the fly, the receiving team gets a touchback at its own 30.
If it's caught, they receive a touchback at its own 30?
This just says exactly. Mitch, do you have more intel on this?
This is from the Democrat and Chronicle. If a kick flies into the end zone and stays in bounds, it can be returned or down.
Okay.
But kickers will try to avoid doing this because if it's down, the ball will be placed at the 30. And in the original proposal, it was going to be the 35, but yes, they figured that's too much of a penalty for the kicking team.
So you got the wrong information from CBS.
Yeah, this does not say that in the CBS article.
He's losing his mind. Well, it's a CBS article, so go after them.
So gritty.
John Breach. We got to tell John Breach. He didn't have it.
Well, John's really supposed to be on it. His dad was the kicker.
That's a little too gritty.
So if you're stopping him, if you could stop him between the 20 and 25 consistently, depending on who the returner is, this is going to be fun. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm watching an XFL kickoff right now. It looks pretty fun.
This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it doesn't have the full-scale 100-mile-an-hour collisions that we know they were all petrified about,
right?
For these returners and for anybody as a part of special teams.
The kicking team and the return team guys are only 5 yards apart from each other.
I agree.
So you're not getting this 30-yard running head start, wedge busting.
Yep, this is going to be fun.
Now,
this is going to work.
I'm going to ask you this because you know I'm always nervous about, I wouldn't even say unintended consequences, because when we were young, returns were an exciting part of football. What happens? What kind of tinkering would be done if we see that the average start position is, my God, like the 45-yard line? If they are routinely getting all the way out and then scoring goes through the roof.
Well, this is only a one-year deal for now. They have to vote again next year.
Okay, so they'll evaluate. We'll see how it goes.
But, yeah, if you're given some of the top 6-7 quarterbacks in the league, the ball on the 45-yard line consistently.
Yeah, because the XFL's done this. What have they found in the XFL? And is it something that you can compare, because the XFL kickers, are they of the same vein that the guys in the NFL could be? I don't know.
I don't think the XFL. No,
so I don't know if that data would translate.
There's sometimes it's what makes it so much fun, because you can sit there and look at every other position and come up with reasons why or why not a guy is going to be good. I think kicking is still a mystery. I think for place kickers, it's still like you got guys who are good in college and then they can't do it in the pros. And there's guys who are in the XFL who should absolutely be kicking for a team on a Sunday, and just for whatever reason, they haven't been found yet or whatever. So I think if you put the ball into somebody's hands, I mean, if you can get a return. See, because I think this it's going to raise it way up. Because then, do you keep anybody back other than the kicker? Because you kind of come in waves to make a stop and then to come down on a kick returner. So if they're already passed, if you're moved up and they're already moved up and your first wave is already moved up with theirs and you have your returner there, I think we're going to see a couple of kick returns for a touchdown week one. Yeah, I think we're going to see it week one.
Good thing they put Hester into the Hall of Fame.
This is going to be a game changer.
That's a more exciting play. But now we're getting, if that is the case, and you get a proliferation of big time returns. So those are amazing highlights, and we love highlights in football. But now we're taking the ball out of quarterback's hands. You're not getting those possessions. Is that the type of football that you want? And I think it remains to be seen. I have no idea what that's going to look like or how we anticipate evaluating that sport.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And how it looks with the new rules.
No idea. 216-474-0092. I like it. I like it. I don't know, again, with the onside kick stuff, I'm not sure. I'll go right to a call. What the hell? John at Westlake. John, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Go ahead.
One of the things, too, that's going to change is that the layout, who's going to be on special teams, because of how close those guys are, where
previously you had linebackers, tight ends, things like that. Now you're going to wind up with more linemen and people since they're so close together.
Oh, geez, I didn't even think about that. Well, usually you had your wedge, and then you had your wedge busters, which is why they started to go away from that. John, I think that's a hell of a point. Thank
you
very much
for
the call. Go ahead.
The kickoff returner.
What about him?
Do you want your prominent players now, if it's a safer play? Do you want your prominent players
on
kick
return?
Tyreek
Hill is now returning kicks again.
Would that happen or no?
I want to put my playmakers in position to make plays. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Would you not, if you're the Browns, is Jerome Ford just now the kickoff returner?
Think about this. If you're the Fish, if you're the Dolphins, you're right about that. If you're the Fish, think about this. How many more years do you have a peak Tyreek Hill?
Elijah Moore.
I was thinking maybe two. Three is a stretch. You want to put your playmaker in a position to make plays. This puts him in a position to make plays. I mean, if Deion Sanders were in his third year in the NFL in this setup, how dangerous? Because we haven't talked about kick returners in years. Like, we get to dust off that conversation again because we haven't had to make a big deal about kick returners for a decade now, give or take. So now it's like, well, now do you put, that's a great question. Do you put your primary guys in that spot?
And the other thing is, this eliminates the surprise onside kick. It is out. There's no surprise onside kick ever again.
Which is something you like because you've always said it was like, it should be, you know, I get the ball, you get the ball, you know, that type of thing. Which I've disagreed, but that's just for entertainment purposes. I can understand that. All right, 216-474-0092. That's a very nice breakdown that we were able to give, piece together, of the new kickoff rule, which is going to change the way the game is played and going to make Bubba Ventrone's job a lot more interesting. It'll be a lot of fun. Coming up next, we got Mitch, please. What's this audio? Can you tease it for me?
It might have something to do with one of your favorite pieces of entertainment.
Outstanding. All that and you see the numbers that came out from Vegas? They don't think very highly of certain some people either. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live of the fan. Real quick before I find these other numbers. You had one of the great thoughts out there. By the way, people are saying Nyheim Hines. He's coming off an ACL, is he not?
He the one that was in the jet ski accident?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Can we cool it on that just for a second?
Bad deal.
All right, before we get all that, you had a thought, because people are giving me Nyheim Hines as far as a returner. I'm going, well, wait a minute. I think it brings in big names now. I think you can, if it's a safer play, you want to put your playmakers in position to make plays. And so the first thing I thought of, like, you brought up Tyreek Hill, and I go, oh, yeah, if you're the Fish, I mean, how many more years do you have left? Like, you got to put that speedster in a spot where he can go out there and he can perform, because if I can score a touchdown, I can score a touchdown. Let's let this thing fly.
Or gain 50 yards.
Yeah.
Much easier than you can in 11-on-11.
Well,
11.
You can't tackle him from behind anyway, so all he has to do is get to the edge.
That is a great point.
I agree. But you brought up Elijah Moore.
He is somebody who, could that be the perfect role? I don't know. See, it's interesting because I asked about that, and in the past, we didn't want guys being in harm's way. Ben Axelrod tweeted the show and says, I don't think we see teams change the personnel. Teams are still risk-averse, and we will view kickoffs as a lesser play. But will you if you can gain 40 yards?
If it's safer, I agree with you. If it's a safer play, like, everybody's going to – it's going to – no, I don't – first off, I got a guy coming off an ACL if you're giving me Hines. Second of all, they gave up a second-round pick. Yeah, I know. They got a third-round back, and they used it for Cedric Till. They gave up a significant pick for Elijah Moore. This is another way to see if Elijah Moore can add something to their offense. Is it not? This is part of the offense. A good kick return could be part of the offense. If you're already making it a safer play, I'm not putting anybody in harm's way. Because before it was like, hey, do I got a guy who's fast? Yeah, but he can't run a route. Okay, well, Elijah Moore can run a route. But he's also a playmaker. I can put my playmaker in a position to make plays. So Elijah Moore, this is another possibility. A very realistic possibility to put him in there. Oh, they're definitely going to, they should be talking about this on Baskin and Phelps at some point here in the next 4 hours, and I'm sure they will with Afternoon Drive. The odds have come out. This is courtesy of Jimmy Shapiro, betonline.ag. Did you see the win total odds for all the teams in the NFL? Brown 2024 regular season win total. 2023, their win total was 9. They finished with 11.
Yeah.
Can you, without looking at your email,
I don't have it,
take a stab of the over-under win total for your 2024 Cleveland Browns?
It was, did you say it was 9 last year?
It was 9 last year. They won 11 games.
9.5 this year.
Owen?
I think it's probably similar to where it was last year. I'm 8.5.
Guess who won the pony? 8.5.
Lower.
Lower. By half a game.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay. Mitch?
Write it down.
Tell me, my friend, what do you got, buddy?
I got a clip from the 2024 World Figure Skating Championships. Now, you wouldn't think I would put it in today, but Ilya Malinin, an American teenager, won the men's title on Saturday with a performance set to some music that was eerily similar to the theme of one of the most celebrated television shows of the 21st century.
It's rock star worthy performance.
There you go.
So the theme, of course, from a show that we love, near and dear to our heart.
I love that show, but I wasn't overtaken with it.
From Succession.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, Mitch, you didn't include the part where they landed the amazing quadruple. It was a quad move. History was made, I believe. That's where the announcers absolutely lost their mind, but you didn't include that in this clip.
This goes to show how much I know about figure skating, admittedly.
He's 1-for-2.
I believe I included the timestamp in the actual text that I sent.
You can lead the horse to water, Tone.
Did you not? You didn't like that moment? Think it was worthy?
That was like the first big reaction of it, and I wasn't sure whether to start off with there or just make it the point about the music, and yeah. That's fair.
You can take the bowl of water and put it right in front of the horse's nose. There's only so much you can do. Well, that's just laying over everybody like a fart, isn't it?
And that's the beauty of this segment, is Mitch, you don't understand the power that you have.
Well, we did struggle to call it either Mitch Please or like a fart.
Well, I know what Ken would think on this version.
Oh, yeah. The silence is deafening in this room. If you want to let him have it, let him have it. If you want to let him have let him have it.
I'm looking at NBA box scores now from my site. Colin Sexton, 8 of 15 for 20 points.
You know when he's in his shell, he starts looking at NBA box scores. That's what he's actually
You see,
really
the
mad.
Celtics blew a 30-point lead.
That's when he's really mad. If he starts looking at box scores, there it is.
And, of course, the Knicks continue on their winning ways. Brunson had 28. How about my God, DiVincenzo, 11 threes on his way to 40 points.
Well, by the way, now on the kick returner idea, I got a bunch of people coming after me. Elijah Moore sucks, Ken. they tried to put him on the field a bunch of different times. You don't think they're going to try to put him in this spot? Maybe they won't. Maybe they won't. I don't know. Playmakers in a position to make plays. Maybe they're going to do that. Or, maybe I'll be wrong.
Maynard Knows on X, provided by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, now NFL is changing too many rules, both equally frustrating at this point.
And you'll still watch. And you'll still watch, like I will. But Maynard, he knows. Thanks to everybody who joined us today.
Houston.
George Niang stiffed us.
Houston won again.
But had he appeared, he would have been on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
He would have been on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
He's probably out celebrating with his boy.
Hey, congratulations to Jim, your buddy. They had a baby.
Hey, Jim and Kelly. Bringing Monica into this world.
You going to get her rocks for Christmas or for her birthday?
I thought that was a great gift. You know what? Isabella, that second birthday comes around.
All right. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. For Big Country.
We
for
do a
Jeff.
New segment where I just go through the box scores?
No. We have a podcast coming up at 10:15. There is somebody who is trying to start a professional football league for high school players. And it reads every bit as greasy as that sounds.
They're trying to poach your players.
Your children.
Yes.
10:15. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
Someone's like, just look at the state tournament. They're already doing that.
For Big, put the safety back on. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch.
For Yang.
For whoever was figure skating.
For Joe Flacco.
Marcus
Morris.
Slippery Wizard Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, friends. Join us at 10:15, 92.3 The Fan Extra.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.